The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our program, Treasures, and we are reading Romans letter, chapter 14, verse 9. Last episode we said, for to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, the problems of judging people comes from the differences. Some believers may consider one day better than other days, and others may consider not to eat something, and others may eat everything. So these differences may result that people judging each other. And by doing this, they are not spiritual people. Because if they are filled with the Spirit, they will love each other. They will respect each other. And these tiny things are not important in the relationship with God. Look, this had nothing to do with church doctrine or church rituals. Because you know that there is a real doctrine in the church that we respect Sunday. And we consider Sunday the day of God, the holy day. And all the church members consider this. But he's speaking about the background of Jewish people who became Christian, those people still considering Sabbath day more than any other day. So in this stage of Christian faith, you know, he accepted their behavior as far as they are believing in Christ as God, as the only Savior, believing in the kingdom of heaven, following the sacraments of the church. So in their behaviors, they may have different attitudes. You know, in this we have to respect everyone. We can see the same problem now when we evangelize Orthodoxy in many countries away from our land. Because the culture in these countries may play a big role in making the rituals. But you know, as far as they believe in Orthodox faith and they follow church teachings, we have to respect their cultural attitude in many things. As far as it's not against any of the teaching of the church, it had nothing to do with doing any bad things. So he's saying, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So with the end of the days, everyone will believe in Christ, will bow to God, and you know, will praise him and confess his name. So then each of us shall give account to himself, of himself to God. You will not be judged because of others' sins. You will be judged because of your sins. So there is no need to judge others, judge yourself. Look carefully what's you doing, because you will be judged on yourself. Therefore, let's not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. Because by judging people, you know, you will make a stumbling block for many people. Because they love God their way. So why don't you just respect their way and accept them as far as their faith is seen? I know and I'm convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Away from considering sins. Doing things like eating this or that, considering this day or that day, nothing unclean in this. So I know, I'm convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it's unclean. So you have to respect your conscience. If you feel in your heart that you cannot do this, you feel like doing some unclean acts, don't do it. Because in your conscience it's not accepted. But in other conscience, maybe it's clean, it's accepted. He is not speaking about sins, about commandments. He's speaking about daily behavioral things, like eating food, like wearing customs. So these things are relative. It's not, you know, related to right and wrong. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. If you eat easily whatever you like, and somebody seeing, looking up to you, and because of his tight conscience, he couldn't understand how could you eat this. You know, you hurt his feeling. You, like, you know, stumbled him in a way. Again, he's saying, if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. So, yes, you can eat whatever you like, but please consider the weak conscience people. Consider others while you are living your life. Because Christ died for these people. Don't push them away from the church because you want to do whatever you like to do. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God had nothing to do with the type of food. Again, he's not speaking about fasting period and the way of fasting, because some of the people may understand these verses to attack our fasting periods. No, it had nothing to do with this. There was a problem of judging people, each other, because of different behavioral things. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Again, the kingdom of God, the eternal life, the future life, it will not be eating and drinking. It's all about living in righteousness, in joy, peace of the Spirit. So, for those who are proclaiming that afterlife is related to food and drinks and bodily things, you know, this is not our Christian faith. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. When you consider others' feelings, when you understand the behavior of many people around, when you care for your behavior not to hurt anyone's heart, by doing this, you are very much accepted by God and also respected by people. Therefore, let's pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. So always care for the things which help people to live in love and peace together. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. Because some people may say, I have the free will to eat whatever I like. In Christian faith, there is nothing forbidden. It's my freedom to do whatever I like. Okay, but by doing this, you hurt people. So you broke the main commandment of loving your neighbor. So please, wait a minute and think it again. In order to love people, you have to consider their feeling and their thoughts and respect their background. Let's pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it's evil for the man who eats with offense. So, God created everything, pure things. Nothing in the creatures are bad by itself. But, you know, the usage of things may make it bad. Like, you know, when we think of money, money is not bad in itself. But people who live to make money, they are doing bad things. Sex by itself was not bad. But, you know, having sex away from the holy marital relationship is really bad. So God created things in a pure way, but people made the impurification by their deviation. It's good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. So you have to be careful with whatever you do and whatever you say. If anything will stumble people around you, you shouldn't do it. He's saying, it's good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. So many things may be normal, may be accepted by your conscience, may not be against any of the Christian commandments, but because it stumbled others, you have to stop doing this. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. If you have faith, that's fine. If you believe in Christ and if you believe in doing this or that, that's fine with God. Very good. But please consider others. Live in peace with yourself. Do whatever your conscience is saying as far as it goes with all the commandments in the New Testament. But always consider people around you. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats. If you have doubts because you think this is not good before the eyes of God, maybe I'm doing bad thing. If you have any doubt, please don't do it. Because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith, it's sin. Again, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. So anything in your behavior stand against faith will be considered sin. So having the real faith, you have to have a pure heart, doing everything with a pure conscience, following the rules of the church and the commandments of the Bible, but also considering the conscience of people around you. Chapter 15. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. So after mentioning these stumbling blocks, these problems, he said that we have to care for the weak people, for the beginners in the church. We then who are strong, some people may feel strong because their conscience is strong and they, you know, understand Christian faith in a deeper way. Ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. If you are a real Christian, a good man, you have to please others, not to please yourself. You have to think of others before thinking of yourself. You will not be busy with your desires. You will be busy with the salvation of everyone. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So for Christ himself, the prophecy said that the reproaches of those who reproached you, Christ, fell on me. Reproached God fell on Christ. Which means that, you know, Christ, he couldn't do any of his desires as a man, but he thought of everyone, to save everyone, not to please himself. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning. So it's like a rule in the Bible. All things written in this book, written for us. So we respect all the verses of the Bible. We study all the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament because they were written for us, to teach us, in order to enlighten our mind and to see the truth. That we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So, look to this. The scripture, the books, the holy books will give us patience, comfort and hope. By studying the scriptures, we will get spiritual patience and comfort, and also we will gain hope in catching the kingdom of heaven. Like three fruits of reading the Bible. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded, toward one another according to Jesus Christ. He's praying for everyone listening to him, that he is asking God, the God of patience and comfort, which are the fruits of reading the Bible, blessing of coming closer to God. God of patience and comfort grants you to be like-minded, to think in a pure way, to know what exactly should we do in order to save others, to please everyone following God, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In order to keep the unity of the church, the body of the church, in order to live in peace with all members of the church, we need to think this way, to please each other, to respect others' needs and others' backgrounds, and to prevent ourselves of doing whatever we like. So by all this, we may with one mind, we will have one mind, and one mouth glorifying the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us. It's a very important commandment. When we receive people, we have to receive them in the same way like Christ received them. Christ did not receive the good ones, the pure ones. God received everyone. He accepted everyone. He called everyone to be saved. He loved everyone. He respected everyone. He invited everyone to know him and to know the truth. So this kind of reception, receive everyone just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision of the truth of God. In order to prove his point of view, he said that Christ himself, he accepted to be circumcised in his body, although he did not need it by all means, but he accepted it because he was like a member of the Jew people. So he put himself like others, but in the idea of is it needed, is it valuable? No, there was no need and no value in this at that time. I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. Being a Jewish man and a circumcised man, he is like fulfilling all the promises given to the forefathers in himself, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, because the prophecies were about the Messiah. The Messiah should be a Jewish man. So Christ was circumcised to be the real Messiah in order to save all people, the Gentiles and the Jew people. Glory to God. Amen.